KRNR Judges Report, March 25th, 2021, recorded March 24th. Welcome to the weekly Mills County Judges Report. This report is brought to you by our local community radio station, KRNR Goldthwaite, Texas, FM 100.5 on your radio dial. The Judges Report is aired at 11:45 a.m. and 5:15 p.m. each Thursday, and is also available for listening at any time via the Goldthwaite Eagle website or the Mills County website. Before Commissioner's Court meeting this last Monday, our EMS service, through Hamilton Healthcare, had its new Mills County ambulance on display outside the courthouse. I say new, but it's really new to us, as it was previously a demonstrator for 2 years in an ambulance manufacturer. The ambulance is larger than our current ambulance, but not the size of the rest of Hamilton Healthcare's fleet, as Mills County Ambulance Station remains tightly constrained by the width and height of the vintage filling station that serves as the county ambulance barn. The vehicle is on a Ford F-350 chassis and has the ambulance equivalent of a power lift gate that can load patients on the wheeled stretchers weighing up to 700 pounds. Without such a gate, some of our EMS workers struggle to lift the gurneys with heavy patients. Commissioner's Court considered a broad scope of items in Monday's meeting, ranging from the approval of a prisoner boarding agreement with Bell County to directions to a new law firm assisting with the update of Mills County subdivision ordinance. Also discussed was the possible sale to Hamilton County of an unused electrical generator that was previously used in the old county jail and has been stored unused in a precinct barn ever since. Commissioner Williams briefed the court on the status of the closed Regency Suspension Bridge, aka the Swinging Bridge. San Saba County's Commissioner's Court has approved a contract for the bridge repair. Commissioner Williams estimates that it will be 6 to 8 weeks before it is completed. More will come as it progresses. Another matter discussed was the offered donation of a section of an old wrought iron fence that surrounded the original courthouse. That's the one that burned down before the current courthouse was constructed. A final decision was not made, and the County Historical Commission will be involved. But the inclination is to have the display in the county museum or in the history room of the courthouse, rather than add to the collection of monuments on the courthouse lawn. Separately, we are expecting visitors from the State Historical Commission to inspect the condition of the Mills County Historical Courthouse. This is a compliance audit and relates to the protective historical easement the county granted the State Historical Commission in return for their $5 million renovation grant. If you live in the northeastern portions of the county, you have likely noticed increased truck traffic. The Pretty Wind Project is underway. The general contractor is Blattner Construction Company, which was also the general contractor on two prior Mills County wind projects. With Blattner's involvement and the oversight from Commissioners Guerin and Parton, we expect the project to proceed quickly with as little local disruption as possible. We expect the county roads to be well maintained and at the end of the day in better shape than they started. San Saba County will be conducting a COVID vaccination clinic next Tuesday with the manpower of the Texas Military Department. Mills County residents can participate by reservations. We will be using the Mills County website to push out more information about this quickly evolving event and instructions to register if you are interested. This is Ed Smith, your Mills County judge, thanking you for your interest in county government.